Hey, 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 it is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. And then I took my artwork and used them as inspiration to create products such as t-shirts and coloring books and journals. And I no longer say that I did anything on my own or that I produced power from my pain. I am alive and exist today because of God's grace and His mercy, and I am God resilient. How are you this morning? God bless you. God bless you. It is so wonderful to be here with you this morning. Amen, amen, amen. I just praise God for who He is and what He is doing in our lives. Amen. We are so grateful on this day. Excuse me, y'all. I am trying to get everything together on YouTube, so I may sound a little distracted, so please forgive me for that. You guys know that we go live on Facebook, YouTube, as well as record the podcast live, and these things happen sometimes, so hold tight. Amen, amen, amen. How was your weekend? I pray that all was well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. So I think we are getting everything together. Amen, amen, amen. All right, I think we are up and running. Praise God. You know, sometimes we have those technical difficulties, but God is good and He is worthy of our praise. Amen. I pray that you had a beautiful weekend and a happy Sunday. Amen, amen, amen. I know I did. I was able to rest and reflect. Amen. And that is what is all about, resting and reflecting. So you guys know what we do. We pray and then we process information from today's journal and devotional in God resilient, and we pursue God's word. Well, God bless you, Rhonda. It is so wonderful to see you this morning. I pray that you had a wonderful weekend. If you guys are here, let me know. Put your name and give me a shout out in the comments. I want to send you some love and a blessing. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, we praise you, we worship you, and we honor you, Father God. Father God, we just come before you, putting all of our trust in you. Father God, we can't do anything without you, and we cannot do anything on our own. We need you for every single thing. We can't even breathe without you. We are breathing your breath that you allow to continue to flow through our lungs. Our heart is beating because of you, Lord God. So, Father God, we ask for you to come in through the airways, Lord God. May your word and your kingdom be advanced, and may Jesus be exalted, Lord God, in everything that we do. We humble ourselves before you. We yield ourselves before you, Lord God. Father God, I ask you to speak through me, to give me words for your people, that they will be blessed, Lord God, that they will find value, Lord God, that they will find strength in you, Lord God, that everything we say and we do points right back to you, the Father, just like our Lord and Savior Jesus did, the beloved Son. We love you, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus is the only begotten Son. Excuse me. Okay, we are the beloved. He is the only begotten son. Amen. Well, God bless you, Elise. It is so wonderful to see you this morning. I pray that you had a wonderful weekend. Amen. So you guys know the topic of this week is the cure for anxiety. Amen. And we just really looked at that word anxiety in the Greek translation on yesterday. And we got a great understanding that when Apostle Paul wrote the Church of Philippi and what he shares with us as we read, amen, it's just like, wait. Anxiety may happen. Anxiety may come, but we are not to allow it to have a customary presence in our lives. Amen. So continuing along with that same thought. Let's get into the devotional on today. All right. So our first key phrase on today is look at the birds. God bless you, Elise. I am loving your moderation. Thank you so much. Look at the birds. Y'all make sure y'all put that in the comments. Amen. Look at the birds. So now, why did Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, why when he wrote, he made a clear distinction between experiencing momentary anxiety versus living in a state of anxiety? Why do you think he made that distinction? Well, as I continued to research, I learned that the American Psychological Association defines anxiety as an emotion characterized by three things. We experience anxiety when three things occur. We have feelings of tension. Amen. We have worried thoughts. Amen. And we have physical changes like an increase in our blood pressure. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Deacon Johnson, it is so wonderful to see you this morning. And we have someone else who has joined us this morning. God bless you. It is wonderful to see you on today. So the APA, or the American Psychological Association, states that if we are experiencing anxiety, we are either feeling tension, we have worried thoughts, and physical changes are going on. All of these things are happening at one time. So now, going back to Apostle Paul, and why he told us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, do not worry, because he understood that when you look at it from a spiritual, psychological, emotional, and physical perspective, look at what anxiety does to us. It causes us to have feelings of tension. Amen. Hallelujah. Then it causes us to have worried thoughts. Amen. And then we go through physical changes in our body. God bless you. I'm unable to pronounce your name, but I see that you are here. God bless you. It is wonderful to have you. Amen. I see you with us. God bless you. Hallelujah. So when we go through physical changes, like an increased blood pressure, we do not want that to be a customary state for us. Now we're getting a deeper understanding of why Paul is saying, do not worry. And when he wrote that semantically, he's like, don't let this be continuing actions. Amen. Don't let it be a constant state that you live in. Amen. Because having constant tension, that is unhealthy for you. And we all understand those psychosomatic symptoms that we experience. The more you experience tension, the more you have increased blood pressure, the more you have worried thoughts, those things manifest in your body through disease. And as we know, some of us look at disease as dis-ease. Amen. As dis-ease, disease or dis-ease. Amen. And so when we experience anxiety, that can lead to other things. When we are living in a customary state of anxiety, that can produce other things in our lives. And I'm like, wait, Apostle Paul knew something that we did not know at that time. This is why he stated, do not worry about your life. Be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and petition, make all of your requests made known unto the Lord. Amen. We have to think about things from a holistic perspective. Amen. We have to think about things, what is going on with us spiritually, what is going on psychologically, what are we experiencing emotionally, what is manifesting in our physical bodies. And all of those things show up in our social realm. If you are constantly worried, you're going to end up speaking worried, you know, making worried statements. Your language is going to be of a sense of worry. Amen. And then what happens? Then the people around you are going to say, you're a Debbie Downer, or you a worry Wanda. Calm down. It's okay. And then that starts affecting what goes on with you socially, because who wants to be around someone who is always anxious and who is always worried? Like, so it starts affecting so many aspects of your life. Now I see from a deeper perspective, from a deeper understanding, why Paul told us be anxious for nothing or do not worry about anything. Amen. And then we learned, it's like, we got to look at the birds. Actually, let's go there right now. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 26. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, verse 26. And you guys know that I read in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And Matthew 6, verse 26 states, consider the birds of the sky. They don't sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than they? Oh my goodness. Look at them. They don't worry. They don't sow. They don't reap. They don't gather into barns. They don't do any of those things. Yet, our Heavenly Father takes care of them. And you are much more valuable than the bird in the sky. Amen. So if the bird doesn't worry, then why do we? Amen. Think about it. The bird simply trusts. That's what they do. Can we trust God like the birds? Can we do that? Now, going back to the American Psychological Association, because they make a distinction, amen, between a state of anxiety and a trait of anxiety. And that is our second key phrase, amen. State versus trait. And let's put that in the chat. State versus trait. Amen. So now, Deacon Johnson says anxiety can have a domino effect to disaster in our lives. Exactly. That's why I said spiritual, psychological, emotional, physical, and social. It impacts every area of our lives. Amen. Terry says, trust and obey. Amen. So we got to ask ourselves, do we have anxiety traits or do we have anxiety states? Amen. And when you understand that some people may experience a state of anxiety, that is a temporary condition that they experience for a short moment in time. But when a person has a trait of anxiety, that means that it is a part of their persona. It is a part of their personality. And whether you have an anxiety state or an anxiety trait, we still have to submit that unto the Lord. Because God does not want us to experience that. He wants us to trust and obey Him. This is why Jesus said there is a cure for anxiety. Look at the birds. Just look at them. Study them. Observe them. Watch them. I feed them. I take care of them. I put on someone's heart to throw stale bread out the window. I do that. There are trash cans in place, amen, where they can go and get old food that someone did not want. I send them there so they can eat. I provide for them. If I provide for the birds, if I put on someone's heart to feed the birds, if I ensure that the birds eat, don't you think I will do that for you? Aren't you more valuable than a bird? Amen. Let's continue in God's word. Let's turn to Job chapter 38, verse 1. Job 38, verse 1. Excuse me, verse 41. excuse me, Job chapter 38, verse 41. And the word of God says, who provides the raven's food when its young cry out to God and wonder about for lack of food? Who does that? Who provides for the ravens when their young cry out? God does that. When they wander around for a lack of food, who takes care of them? God provides for them. Aren't you much more valuable than they? God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. God will do that. Let's turn to Psalm 147:9. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, we see, yes, Terry, God bless you, El Shaddai. Amen. He says, he provides the animals with their food and the young ravens what they cry for. My God, my God, my God. Here we see repeatedly that God provides. God feeds. God takes care of. God does that. What do you need today? Make your petition unto the Lord. Are there any prayer requests for today? Because we're not going to worry about our lives. We're not going to worry about what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, or what we're going to wear. Put your prayer request in the chat and we are going to make our petitions unto the Lord. And then with thanksgiving, we are going to praise God, knowing that he is our provider. He supplies all of our needs. He takes care of us and we are more valuable than birds. That when we cry out, he hears our cries. He answers us. Amen. Rhonda says, God has made it plain that he cares for us. Amen. He cares about us. He doesn't want us to worry. He doesn't want us to be anxious. Yes, there are things that we must do in the natural. But while we are doing those things, we are to thank God. We are to praise God. We are to trust God. Amen. Elise has a prayer request. She says, can you pray for my daughter, Elisha, who currently suffers with anxiety, and continue to pray for my husband and me? Yes. Yes. Are there any other prayer requests? And Elise, share these lives with your daughter. Share these scriptures with your daughter. There is a cure for anxiety, and we find it in the word of God. And Elisha can be God resilient when she gets into his word. She can be God resilient against anxiety when she gets into God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, Deacon Johnson. He said, just mention my name in prayer and God knows my needs. God bless you. Elise says, I am for sure. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are there any other prayer requests? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Amen. And after we pray, we're going to give the Lord a thanksgiving for answering his prayers. Amen, Terry. Yes, a closer walk with the Lord. Okay, she's been suffering for 4 years. Okay, Elise. Okay, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name. Oh, thank you, Terry. I appreciate that. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. We praise you. We worship you. And we honor you on this day. Father God, we lift up your people, oh Father God. We pray, Father God, over those, oh Father God, that you have called to this space and to this place and to this time. We lift up every single person. Rhonda, in the name of Jesus. Deacon Johnson, in the name of Jesus. Elise, her husband Vincent, her daughter Alicia, in the name of Jesus. Terry, in the name of Jesus. Father God, my husband, William Webb IV. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh, Father God, that you will hear our prayers. You already told us, Lord God, that we are more valuable than the birds. You already told us that we don't have to worry. So we want to put our faith in action because faith without works is dead. So we are coming to you, Lord God. We are coming to you in prayer and we are making our petition before you on this day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, may you continue to heal Vincent Cartwright, Lord God, for he went through a traumatic car accident, Lord God. May you restore every single aspect of his life and Elise's life, their marriage, oh Father God, and everything that they have to take care of as a result of the accident. Father God, you know what is needed. You know what is going on. You know all of the intricate details, Lord God, and we ask you, Lord, that you will fix it, that you will correct it, that you will answer their prayers, that you will provide and supply everything that is needed in that situation, that you will heal their physical bodies, that you will heal hearts, heal wounds, oh Father God, heal, restore everything that the Cartwright need, Lord God. We love you and we praise you, Lord God. We lift up Terry, Lord God. She is requesting that she will have a closer walk with you. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, answer her prayer. Oh, Father God, lead her down paths of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord God. If there is anything that is hindering her or getting in between her closeness with you, because you never leave and you never forsake, show her, Lord God, and help her, give her the strategies that she needs to lay anything aside, oh Father God, that is getting in the way of being that ever close to you, oh Father God. We love you and we praise you, oh Father God. We lift up Elise's daughter, oh Father God, Elisha, Lord God. She is suffering with this very thing that we are talking about. Oh Father God, show her, oh Father God, what has caused this anxiety. Reveal to her why she is anxious, Lord God. Give her the power, oh Father God, to seek the necessary help that she needs. Put a desire in Elisha's heart to get into your word, to increase her trust in you, Father God. She is unable to do this on her own. Oh, Father God, we are asking, Lord God, that you will step in. She, Father God, needs you. We are boldly coming to thy throne of grace to obtain mercy on behalf of Elisha, Lord God. Do it for her, oh, Father God. She doesn't know how. If she knew how, she would do it, Lord God. Help her step in, make a way out of no way, bring down every mountain, bring up every valley, make every crooked path straight in Elisha's life. Do this for her, Lord God, for we are asking And we are petitioning you that she's able to overcome and denounce anxiety in her life. But it cannot be done except through your power, through your grace, through your mercy, Lord. We love you and we praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, as we lift up this God resilient, this ministry, whatever you are doing in my life, Lord God, I'm just saying, yes, Lord Jesus, it is your will, it is your way, it is your purpose, Lord God. We pray that you will have your way, Father God, have your way in these lives, in this podcast, have your way in me. Remove every obstacle, Lord God. Take care of everything that needs to be taken care of so that this can go forth, oh Father God, the way you have intended and the way you have ordained. Everything that is written in the Lamb's book of life, we decree and declare that it shall come to pass for Rhonda. It shall come to pass for Deacon Johnson and his family, and Rhonda and her family, and Elise and Vincent and their family, Terry Gill and their family, and whoever else is on this day, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. My husband, Dr. William Wimp IV, his children, his grandchildren, our godchildren, oh Father God, our families on our mother's side, our father's side, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, move by your power. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you, Lord God. We add a thanksgiving, oh Father God, to the prayers, Lord God, because that is what your word says, that we're not just going to pray. We're not going to just petition, but we're going to thank you, Lord God, that with thanksgiving, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that when we come to you and we make requests before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, yes, Deacon Johnson, in the name of Jesus, it is done. Yes, Terry, thank God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, make a way for Elisha, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We can't do it, Lord God. We prayed according to thy will, Lord God. So if we pray according to thy will, Lord God, you will answer our prayers. That is what your word says, Lord God. Hallelujah. We are seeking you, Lord God, so we shall find you, Lord God. We are asking, Lord God. Hallelujah. We are knocking, Lord God. Open the door for us, Lord God. You feed the birds. You answer the cry of the birds, Lord God. Answer our cry, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. With thanksgiving, we shall praise the Lord. With thanksgiving, we shall pray unto the Lord, knowing that he hears us, knowing that he loves us, knowing that it's his power, by his power, it can be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Rhonda, thank God for answered prayers. Yes, Elise, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's by his grace, by his divine power, by his love. He is a good God. God is good. He wants nothing but the best for you. He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And Jesus goes and prepares a place for us. Amen. Not only are we supposed to have abundant life here on earth, but there is a place being prepared for us in the Father's house. If it was not so, Jesus would not have told us. So be of good cheer. Jesus has overcome the world. Hallelujah. God bless you, Dr. William Webb IV. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With thanksgiving, we make our prayers and our petitions unto the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Terry, it is God. We denounce human resiliency. It is God's power. We declare we are God resilient. Hallelujah, Deacon Johnson. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. Hallelujah. It is God. It is God. And where two or three are gathered in his name, he is in the midst. Hallelujah. He inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Elise, lift up your prayers. We get into agreement. We pray. We get into agreement with Elise that people will praise God and be glad that God is in their lives, that God is merciful, that God is gracious, that God is long-suffering, that God is loving and kind. His loving kindness. He says, with thy loving kindness, I draw men unto me. He is loving and kind. He is faithful and true. He is gracious and merciful. He is God. Hallelujah. And he is worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord for who he is. Child. I think we did what we were supposed to do on this morning. That whatever God has purposed for our lives this day, in this hour, it shall come to pass. Whatever is written in the Lamb's book of life, it shall manifest in our lives. We get into agreement with what is already written. We get into agreement with that. It is done. It is written. It is finished. Why are we guessing? Why are we making this difficult? Trust God. Hallelujah. Rhonda says, all of our needs are met according to his riches in glory. Amen. There's no need for anxiety. God has the cure for anxiety. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. We praise God for who he is. I love y'all. That is all that we, period. Okay, Terry? Yes. That's all that we have on today. If you are blessed, please share these lives. Amen. The more you show up, the more you comment, the more you share scripture, the more you encourage one another, the more blessed we become. We are not forsaking the fellowship of the saints. Amen. We are coming together. Amen. Deacon Johnson says, praise God for all of you who stay on God's path of righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Yes, we stay on the path. He's a keeper. Amen. He orders and directs our steps. Amen. We plan our way, but God establishes our plans. Amen. It is God. It is God. It is God. We denounce human resiliency and we declare, I am God resilient. I love y'all. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.